You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance DeScott.
That's right. It's time once again for a Blues regular season podcast here on The Drop. I'm your host, Lance DeScott. In today's episode, we're going to talk about and go over the highlights of the Blues opening game of the 2016-2017 season against the Chicago Blackhawks. Folks, this was an exciting game, as we all knew it would be. Jake Allen played well. Crawford on the Blackhawks side played pretty good, faced a lot more shots than Allen. Allen showed up real big in the third period. Chicago got a lot of shots in that period. And let's go ahead and get into the scoring and see which team was able to get on the board first.
Forsling handed it across. It's dealt back in by Hossa, corralled by Taves. Changes places, gets it to Hossa, back to Taves, puts it back, and score! And it's Ponick on a power play goal, and it's 1-0.
A lot of people around the league were wondering, how would Chicago's power play do without slot area presence from Andrew Shaw?
Chicago got on the board first on a goal by Ponick. And, he was there for the rebound. Allen couldn't control the rebound. It was a power play goal. Allen did the best he could, but Richard Ponick was right on the side of the net. There's not much Jake Allen could do on this one. I don't blame him. Jonathan Toews and the old man of the team, Marian Hossa, they get their first assist on the goal. They worked the puck very well to get this goal. Chicago looked pretty good in this goal, and they get the lead 1-0 on this power play goal, 4 minutes and 38 seconds into the first period. You know, the Blues kept putting the pressure on, and you knew they were going to score first, but you know what happened big? Jake Allen came up big, and the Blues were able to hold off a second goal from Chicago, which I think would have really put a dampening on the situation with the Blues here. But no worries. Jake Allen comes up big.
Full strength, carried back in by Kane. Delays, works on to Panarin, has an easy one. Great save made there by Allen, and the rebound pops to the glass.
The call by Emmerich on this on NBC Sports didn't give this save justice. Jake Allen makes a huge save, and it kept the score 1-0, which would allow the Blues to come back and tie the game with this goal.
Open, what'll he do? Gives it to Steen, and then to Shattenkirk. Petrangelo holds. Shattenkirk a drive. He scores! A power play goal, and the game is tied.
Doc likes to use the term a ripper, and this is a ripper by Kevin Shattenkirk, a little wink to the bench. Real good job up high. Watch Marian Hossa, 81. He doesn't go with the flow of the puck. He goes away from the flow of the puck. There's a little miscommunication. Petrangelo moves the puck over in the one-timer with no resistance at all. Right by Campbell and Corey Crawford.
A great pass by Petrangelo to Shattenkirk. And Shattenkirk gets his first goal of the season. Just looked very, very good. It was the Blues were really putting the pressure on it at this point. And it paid off. Shattenkirk got his first goal of the season and assisted by Petrangelo and Steen, their first assist. And it was 4 minutes and 52 seconds into the second period. Chicago would not rest, though, and they would take the lead on this goal.
Great stick. And so this is floated, but right to Hartman. Keeps it alive. Moving on in. Hartman a shot, and that tips wide. Rebound, kicked back along. Here's Block to Hartman.
Blues played pretty good defense in the second period. They kept Chicago out of the zone a lot. They got very few shots in the second period, Chicago did. In this instance, the Blues were not able to keep the puck out of their zone. They tried to clear it. Hartman brought it back in. It went around the back of the net and passed to him perfectly right in front of the goal. And there's not much Jake Allen could do in this instance. And Chicago takes the lead 2-1. Just about 14 minutes in to the second period, 13 minutes and 57 seconds to be exact. It was Hartman's first goal. Nice shot from Hartman. Mott and Kruger both got an assist, their first of the season, of course, since it's a first game. And Chicago takes a 2-1 lead. Went back and forth for a few minutes. The Blues defense was just stifling in this period. I know they gave up this goal, but the defense looked very, very good. Jake Allen made the saves he needed to. And the Blues leading goal scorer of last year, Vladimir Tarasenko, would tie the game with this great shot.
Down below the goal line. Tarasenko, a shot directed up high. Kept alive, Tarasenko up with it again. Worked back across. Another penalty coming up to the Blackhawks, and a shot, they score! Tarasenko has tied the game.
If there was a delayed call, this will stay 5-on-3 with the new 2 minutes going up on the board.
Duncan Keith with the high stick. Watch, two and Red's going to come over on Colton Parayko. The stick's going to come up on the follow-through, and that's where the call is made.
Boy, what a shot, what a release. Again, moving the puck down low and then popping it back out. Look at all that space for one of the best goal scorers in the entire National Hockey League.
The Blues had put enough pressure on Chicago for about a minute, minute and a half before this to where Chicago got a penalty, and it was a good call. I mean, it was definitely a penalty in slashing. And then there was another penalty against Chicago. Well, during that 5-on-3, the passing was crisp in this instance. And I know a lot of times last year, when the Blues had a 5-on-3, it's like they passed it a little too much. And sometimes they try to make that fancy pass. This was stick to stick, on the stick, perfect, back and forth, give and go. Tarasenko missed once on a hard shot, but he wasn't going to miss a second time. And Vlad gets his first goal of the season. Nice to see, assisted by Peter Stastny and Shattenkirk. And Stastny, I think, at this game, played a very good game so far up in the second period. He was getting some chances, missed on an opportunity. If it wasn't for a great play by a Chicago player, he probably would have had a goal already. But this was just, with a few seconds left in the second period, it was 19 minutes and 28 seconds in where the Blues tie it on a power play goal. I can't say enough about the effort from Vladimir Tarasenko. He wants that puck. And I know he's a nice guy and he likes to give the puck sometimes to other people. And sometimes that's to his detriment. It's nice to see him take charge and shoot that puck. I don't think he can ever be a stingy guy, but we need him to shoot the puck just a little bit more. And I think we're going to get a lot of out of him, just like Parayko. If Parayko keeps shooting that puck with that heavy shot from the defensive side, it's going to give the Blues a lot of opportunities for tip-ins, for rebounds, or just blast a shot by the goalie that Parayko likes to do. So let's go ahead into the third period. The Blues went in the third period tied 2-2, playing very well. They played very good defense in the first two periods. Chicago came out just like most of Quenneville's teams come out and played hard in the third period and really put the pressure on Jake Allen and the Blues. But the Blues were the first to respond in this period on a goal by Peter Stastny.
Shattenkirk looks and holds. Gave it across now. Walking on in and shooting one. Tarasenko, rebound, score! It's Stastny! The tie-breaking goal on a power play. Three power play goals for the Blues tonight. It's 3-2.
No hesitation by Vladimir Tarasenko. Gets the puck on the left wing boards. He walks it, lets it go, and there is Steen. And Stastny, I don't know if he knocks his puck out of midair or not. Not hit the ice, and he beats Corey Crawford short side.
Blues take the lead 3-2, and I tell you, the power play looked very, very good last night. I mean, really, really good. Stastny had several opportunities. You know, he worked hard, and I'm glad to see that. I hope that continues throughout the year. And he was rewarded for it with his first goal of the season. And Tarasenko gets an assist on that one, and Shattenkirk gets his second of the season, his second of the game, of course. And that just 55 seconds in, folks. Power play clicking. Three power play goals. This third period would be back and forth. The Blues got some shots on Crawford, but most of the pressure was on Allen. Allen came up big, which allowed the Blues to get two shorthanded goals after Joe Quenneville took Crawford out with about 2.5 minutes left in the game. And the Blues get these last two goals.
And that one blocked wide. Taken This one is picked up at center. Walked back by Stastny. Drifts backhander. Hit the post with the shot. Rebound. They score. It is Tarasenko cashing into the empty net to make it 4-2 St. Louis. Meanwhile, this is Brodzia.
Sorry, Doc. Bad giveaway there by Colton Parayko. Almost put it right on a tee for the Blackhawks to walk right down the slot. Hawks were not able to cash in. Look out.
Oh, a giveaway, and it goes into the net. The Blackhawks put one in their own cage, and it becomes a 5-2 Blues lead.
Blues get the two empty goals and solidify their win with a 5-2 win over Chicago. The score's misleading. This was a much closer game than it looked like. Both teams played well, but I tell you what, the Blues looked very, very good. Chicago looked good, but you could tell they got some inexperience with the young guys, and I'm glad the Blues got young players in last year, such as Fabry and Parayko and Edmondson. These guys are going to be good players for the Blues for years to come. These last two empty net goals. First one was scored by Vladimir Tarasenko, his second of the game. Assist by Stastny and Steen. They both have two assists in the game. That was scored at the 18:54 minutes into the third period, made it 4-2. And then Upshaw, unassisted, gets his first goal, 19:41 into the third period to make it 5-2. I wasn't sure if who they were going to give credit to with that Upshaw goal, because Duncan Keith, yes, the great defenseman of Chicago, put the puck in his own net. It was heading through the crease. He tried to swipe at it and barely touched it and put it into his own net to give the Blues a 5-2 win. Let's go ahead and go over some of the stats. You know, like I said, this game was closer than it looked, but hey, the Blues played great. They win the game 5-2. The Blues, of course, improved to 1-0, and Chicago falls to 0-1. The Blues had 34 shots on goal. Chicago had 19. As I said earlier, in the first two periods, they didn't have very many shots. I think they had 9 or 10. Actually, they had 9 in the first two periods and they had 10 in the last period. Allen came up big in the third period. The Blues were 3-for-5 on power plays, and I'll take that any game. Chicago was 1-for-4 on power play, and I'll take that any game, defensive-wise. The Blues won 60% of the faceoffs. Chicago won 40, of course. Shattenkirk, a power play goal and two assists. Tarasenko, 2 goals, 2 assists. Stastny, a power play goal, 2 assists. Steen, 2 assists, and Upshaw gets the empty net goal. Jake Allen didn't have to make a lot of great saves, but he did have to make a few very good saves. Saved 17 shots out of the 19. Richard Panik gets his first goal of the season for Chicago, a power play goal. Hartman gets his first goal of the season. Jonathan Toews gets an assist. Marian Hossa gets an assist. And Mr. Patrick Kane was nowhere to be found. He really wasn't a factor in this game. Crawford played well. Faced 29 shots. They ended up giving 2 empty net goals to the Blues, and this was a game that it looked like just which team wanted it more, and I'm kind of shocked with that with a Joe Quenneville based team. They normally play very, very hard, but the Blues looked very good. They're going to be playing back-to-back. They're going to be tonight at home against the Minnesota Wild. Mike Yao's, as I like to call him, Coach Mike's ex-team. That game will be on at 7 o'clock Eastern on Fox Sports Midwest, and I think it's also going to be carried on NBC Sports, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong. No, the Chicago game is going to be carried on NBC Sports. So the Blues will be on Fox Sports Midwest locally, and also check your local area for a radio station near you to see where they're going to be at on the radio. You know, folks, I know I said earlier in my preseason show that the Blues, I think, are going to finish third or fourth in the West, in the Central Division. That still could be. I think other teams are a little bit better. But if they could play like they did last night against Chicago, that may change some things. And as I said in my preseason special, that this team could go either way. You know, this team could finish fourth. It could surprise a lot of people and finish second in the Central. It could surprise some people and be inconsistent. But if they keep playing this type of game and don't allow a lot of shots and put the pressure on the other goalie, this team's going to be good this year. And after making all the changes in the offseason with Backus, Brower, and Elliott gone. By the way, Calgary lost their first game 7-4 against Edmonton last night. So Brian Elliott and Troy Brower's team starts out 0-1 with a shellacking by the Edmonton Oilers. So, folks, if you're in the St. Louis area and you can get tickets to tonight's game, get them. It should be a fun game. The Blues and Wild always play a tough type of physical game. The Blues played physical last night, and that's nice to see that they still can do that after losing some of their size. So let's look forward to this game against Minnesota. Join me after the game, probably tomorrow, and I'll do a recap of that game. So thanks again for joining me on this first episode of the 2016-2017 season, regular season that is. Blues versus Blackhawks. Blues win 5-2. Let's go, Blues.
This has been the Drop Podcast. You can email The Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop or watch our videos on YouTube at tinyurl.com/TheDropPodcast. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com. This has been The Drop Podcast. You can email The Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop or watch our videos on YouTube at tinyurl.com/TheDrop Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.